From myth? The relationship between Judaism and Calabria dates back to even before the diaspora of the 1st century AD, which caused the dispersion of the people of Abraham in the west. According to a Talmudic tradition, the southern part of the Italian peninsula was called the Fat Land of Fine Fabrics and was assigned by Isaac to his son Isaac as consolation for his primogeniture loss to his older brother Jacob. Biblical passages praise the hyacinth and purple-colored blankets of the Italic lands inhabited by the Greeks, demonstrating the existence of a commercial network between the southern peninsula regions of Italy and the Jewish world. Giuseppe Flavio, one of the greatest historians of the Jewish people, stated that Reggio Calabria was founded by a great-grandson of Noah, Ashkenaze, again reinforcing the idea of the existence of relations between Israel and Calabria. This was later acknowledged by well-known Calabrian scholars like Barrio and Mario Fiti, and was also recounted by the Bovese historian Domenico Alagna, who claimed that among the first inhabitants of Bova were Aramaeans, a term used for Jews of that period. These myths and legends about Jews in Calabria are further validated by the archaeological excavations along the Ionian coast of the Reggio Calabria area. The first piece of evidence of a Jewish presence there is a marble slab measuring 14.5 per 16.7 centimeters, which bears a Greek epigraph, now kept in the National Archaeological Museum of Reggio Calabria. This slab, from the first half of the 4th century AD, was identified as having an inscription of the synagogue of Reggio. More interesting artifacts come from the archaeological site of the hamlet of Lazzaro, like a lamp of North African origin, 5th to 6th century AD, which depicts the seven-branched candelabrum, the menorah, a typical emblem of the Jewish world.